It's a crunchy nut carrot cake. It's probably not the most appropriate thing for breakfast, but I think it's not stopping people coming in and perhaps going to have a slice.
Nuts and carrots, that all sounds
exactly
remarkably healthy to me. Yeah. Tell us about the Great British Bake Off, because it is a huge success as a programme, because it's very good. I mean, there's no two ways about it. It's not lucky. You can get out. Everybody's coming in now. But why do you think it is so successful?
I think it is that combination. There's this kind of gentleness to it as much as anything. But I think the people who are going in, people like myself, go in actually just to up our skills, basically. Although it is a competition, we go in there, and at the end of the day, it's not about getting something out of it. It's actually going in there and coming out with better baking skills.
Yeah, because this isn't a show for people who can bake a bit, is it? You've got to be a reasonable standard. I can knock you up a sponge cake or some cupcakes fairly easily. I can't do anything like you've done this morning.
I think it's about making sure that you can cover all the bases, really. So I think because it's not doing the same thing every week, you know, you've got to have skills in bread, you've got to be able to do pastry, you've got to be able to do cakes. And next week we've got biscuits coming up. So there's a variety of things, and you've got to make sure that you're covering all those disciplines, really.
So is this something you've been interested in for a while? It must be.
Yeah, I mean, I started baking with my mum, and she made, you know, cakes and bread and things like that. But I think there's a bit of a competitive streak. She was never particularly very good at pastry, so I think I've tried to up my game and be a little bit better than that.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
The competition is not just on the telly, it's even at home?
Oh, no, there has been a bit of competition between us, yeah, but it's healthy rivalry, yeah.
I'm sure it is. What's it like watching yourself on the TV?
It's a bit weird, actually, because I think the only times that you normally catch sight of yourself are kind of shop windows or when you have a shave in the morning or whatever. So what surprised me most is actually seeing the other people that I know. It's that more than seeing myself, I think, really. Although there was a very embarrassing moment last week where there was a clip of me running, which was not the nicest sign.
Not your favourite?
Not at all.